pandemic shutdowns disrupted an important financial season for college towns like Tuscaloosa. The home city of the University of Alabama and its cross-state rival Auburn each lost nearly 25% of their populations when campuses closed. City leaders estimate that Tuscaloosa lost about $500 million worth of economic activity when COVID-19 hit close to St. Patrick's Day. Nick Sneed owns Innisfree Irish Pub near the UA campus. He says the coronavirus hit him in the business model.
Obviously, that's an Irish holiday with us being the Irish pub. And then when the students get back from spring break until graduation, it's kind of just a free-for-all.
Hotspots are feeling the direct impact of students' absence. Business looks different for Innisfree now. Before the coronavirus, their patio was often packed. Now they're operating at 50% capacity. Patrons can't rearrange chairs and tables to sit with their friends. All cups, plates, and menus are disposable. Tuscaloosa firefighters and police officers visited 22 establishments that were violating safety protocol on May 16th alone. Nick Sneed says that they have not had many problems enforcing social distancing, but he hopes that patrons can get used to the new normal.
I don't hate that the fire marshal and TPD are going around enforcing, checking, making sure we all have masks on and everyone's doing social distancing. I'm about that because, if they're holding everyone accountable, then it's just going to end up good for us.
Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox says that the city wants to help businesses stay open safely instead of reprimanding them. He says they will work with those who are reprimanded to get it right on the second try, but he thinks most people are doing a good job so far.
I think I know 22 businesses that have been cited out of 5,000 plus in Tuscaloosa. That's such a small percentage. So most people are doing the right things. We tend to focus on the ones who do get in trouble. But when 99% are doing what is right every single day, I think that's where we should focus our attention.
Beyond University Boulevard, restaurants face different challenges. Michael Parrish owns Mr. Bill's Southern Smokehouse in Northport. Providing curbside service for 4 days didn't work out. He says the restaurant would not have been able to reopen without federal funding. He says the application process was simple.
You just get your list of items that they require for documentation, provide it to your banker. They submit it into the form that the SBA or Treasury provided. As long as you've met the requirements, and didn't lack on information that was required, it was not very difficult at all.
The U.S. Small Business Administration loan covered 8 weeks of payroll, allowing them to reopen for curbside for 3 weeks before the state allowed restaurants to reopen their dining rooms. Not all restaurants have reopened their dining rooms, though. Some are still using altered business plans.
We have a food truck in Tuscaloosa that has been doing well. It's kind of been a lifesaver for us.
Andrea Snyder is the owner of the Urban Cookhouse restaurant in Tuscaloosa. She says the restaurant now relies on drive-through and their food truck, which it may even use after the pandemic ends.
I feel like you hear people talking about the new normal. Well, if people are getting used to this convenience and curbside and drive-through and having things brought to them, I think that's how we're going to have to adapt.
The business has maintained these changes well after Governor Kay Ivey permitted the reopening of restaurants with social distancing restrictions. Snyder explains how additional measures have been taken to ensure safety of employees and customers.
In our locations that have drive-throughs, we have a shield, a plexiglass shield up for extra protection. We're checking temperatures of all of our employees when they come in and sending anyone home who has a fever, which we haven't had yet.
Urban Cookhouse is part of a restaurant chain, and all of its outlets have been impacted by the pandemic. The Tuscaloosa location has found success in their new business model featuring its food truck, curbside service, and limited seating works. Snyder says that their downtown Birmingham site has struggled to stay afloat.
We hope that we're going to be able to keep all of them open and, basically breaking even. But that one downtown is really questionable. It's been affected the most.
Audrey Vermillier is the owner of Monarch Espresso Bar in Tuscaloosa. She says the bar now uses a walk-up window service, drop-off boxes, and curbside to serve customers who stray away from what she considers the bar's core appeal.
What I would have said was our main thing, main reason that people love Monarch, which is coming inside and being able to like hang out and enjoy the space, is not part of the equation anymore. So we've had to shift our business model in a major way.
Although many Tuscaloosa restaurants have been able to conduct business during the pandemic, others were significantly hurt by it. The economic impact of the outbreak has forced some restaurants and bars, such as the Downtown Pub and the Levee, to close permanently. Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox warns businesses and the state of Alabama that they will likely have to wait a long time before they can fully reopen.
I'm not optimistic that we get back to normal sooner rather than later. I think ultimately medical science, though, will determine that. What we've got to do in the meantime is be smart about this.
Some Alabama bars and restaurants are looking toward July 3rd. That's when Governor Kay Ivey's current COVID-19 guidelines called Safer at Home is set to expire. Rules limiting restaurants to 50% could be loosened or possibly tightened depending on what the coronavirus does. Stan Ingold, APR News.